Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. We continue with hour one of tonight's Best of Show, a replay of the Crown Championship game between Nebraska and UCF on April 6th of this year. We pick up the action with 11:54 to play in the first half and the Huskers leading 15-9. Here again are Kent Pavelka and Jake Mielheisen.
Well, you can just see, it's palpable how focused this Nebraska basketball team is. UCF doesn't look half the as well focused and as intent in these early minutes in this game.
And the execution has been good. 5 assists already for Nebraska on 6 made field goals. The only non-assisted basket was the fadeaway that Juwan Gary had to shoot and the shot clock. Other than that, ball movement has been really good, and guys have been ready to shoot and knock them down.
Nebraska 15, UCF 9 for the Crown Championship in Las Vegas. Monday night, Huskers beating ASU, Arizona State, 86-78, downing Georgetown on Wednesday, 81-69, and sending Boise back to Boise yesterday, 79-69, winning by 10 in that last one. Oregon State, Cincinnati, and Villanova were UCF's first three victims.
What do you think the crowd size is here today? 3,000, 4,000?
If there are that many, I think 3,300 of them are Nebraskans.
Oh, absolutely. It's at least 3,400. 80% are Husker fans, at least, maybe 90.
Here's UCF with the basketball. It's a 15-9, 6-point lead for Nebraska. Point guard is Darius Johnson. Ball in his hands, flips it left side over there to Ivy Curry. He's a scorer as well. He drives the ball, goes to the rim and kicks it out to Johnson, pulls up at the free throw line and misses the shot, and the rebound cleaned up by Mia.
Mia challenged that shot at the foul line then turns around and goes and snares the board. Great defensive effort by Mia.
Williams with the ball, pull up jumper, up and got it again. And now he's got 8 points. And now Bryce needs 8 to tie James Palmer for the all-time single season scoring record, and inside a finish inside with a jump hook over the left shoulder with the right hand by the big man Chong.
That was a tough shot by Chong, but Bryce has 3 threes now. He's got 9, and he's had another opportunity right here. Oh, he passed up on it.
Last one was 3, and here's a 2 by Bryce O. So now he's got 11, and now he needs 5 to tie James Palmer for 708 points in one season. Here is Johnson driving, stopping, and a foul, an offensive foul on Johnson, pushed off.
And Johnson is questioning DJ Carstensen. I mean, that was about as apparent as of a foul as you could possibly have. He gives Sam Hoiberg a forearm shiver, and then he looks to the referee like, what did I do? Well, you shoved him.
Nebraska basketball history about to be made, perhaps on several fronts this afternoon. Certainly in the bag will be Bryce Williams breaking James Palmer's single-season scoring record. That's just inevitable. And the other history-making thing would be if Nebraska can win this game. And in the game is Aaron Ulis at point guard, who's played very well in this tournament. He's got the ball. He drives it to the rim. The layup blocked at the rim by Chom. He has something to say to Ulis as they come back the other way. UCF with the ball. With it is Ivy Curry in the paint. Pass intercepted by Williams. Gives it off now to Hoiberg across the timeline. Looking for an early opportunity. Flips it off to Asijan. 3 ball. Got it! Bang! A ring! Connor Asijan gives Nebraska a 23-11 lead. Another Central Valley Ag 3.
5 CVA threes already in this game. A big one by Connor in transition.
I told you this team was focused. Here is Chom with the ball. Driving to the elbow. The pull-up jump shot up and down. Bagging that one. Dior Johnson, his first 2 points.
The defense was a little bit out of place. They're out of sorts, and he got a wide-open look from the left elbow.
Here's Asijan up to Morgan now, who hands it off to Williams behind the screen, puts it up. No good this time, and the rebound taken down by Johnson, Dior Johnson. Huskers lead at 23-13, 9:43 to go in the half. Long three, short-armed. Offensive rebound, though, and a hold out on the floor. And it's on Nebraska. Getting the offensive rebound was Hendricks.
Yeah, Connor Asijan got tangled up with him and just could not get turned around quick enough to get that defensive rebound. But good effort by Connor. Just could not get flipped around. And Bryce got another clean look on that possession, just left it a little short from three.
Two team fouls apiece, inbounds play, shot clock at 18 now for UCF. With the basketball is Ivy Curry in the paint, over the left shoulder. He posted up and scored it over the smaller Euless, and Ivy Curry makes it an 8-point game with his fourth and fifth points.
Ivy Curry has six now. He is looking to score every time he touched it. He's not giving up the rock at all.
Fifth and sixth points, I beg your pardon. Euless with the ball between the circles, right sideline now. Pump fake Asijan, takes it to the elbow, left side to Euless, behind him to Asijan. Three ball up short. And the rebound taken down. Good look by Asijan. Had a clean look. Hendricks got it off the defensive glass in the miss. UCF's basketball. Ivy Curry's got it. Driving against Williams. Kicking. Deep right corner. Pump fake. Pull up Jay. 15-footer. No. Rebound Nebraska. It's Jacobson with it. His folks here from Ashland came by to say hello. His dad, of course, the principal at Ashland. Here's a drive and a finish inside by Euless, who we said a while ago has had a whale of a tournament. He gets his first two.
And the space was created by Andrew Morgan, sealing off the bigs for UCF and a clean, clear path for Aaron Euless.
10-point lead again for Nebraska, 25-15. 8:25 to go in the first half here in Vegas. UCF's with the basketball. With it is Ivy Curry. Pull up Jay over Williams. He scored that one. Nothing but net for him, and he's off to a great start here.
He's got nine already, 4 for 6 from the floor, and that's a tough shot. Bryce Williams was all over Ivy Curry.
7-point lead now after that three-ball make. Asijan with a hezzy and the drive and the miss inside, and the rebound taken down by Mahowski. They're in transition, 3-on-2. Mahowski in the paint, puts it up, missed it, put it back up and in. And with that make, all of a sudden a 5-point game.
And now we get him to miss. No one's sprinting back to clean up the defensive board. It was great defense by Kale. You got to get that defensive board.
Believe me, that was a focus point in the film sessions before this game, getting back on D. They will push it. Here's Williams posting up, push it up. Got the roll. Two more for Bryso. He's got 13, and he needs three to tie James Palmer for the all-time single-season record.
Bryce saw Mahowski trying to guard him. He goes, give me the ball. Get out of the way. I'm going right to the rack, and he finished right over Mahowski.
Bryce Williams, I will tell you right now, is going to be on the all-tournament team, if not the MVP, if Nebraska wins it. I'll tell you, that's fact. Missed shot, UCF, and a foul on the floor, another hold. And we've got a timeout on the floor before UCF will inbound the ball. 7:09 to go in the half. Nebraska leading it by 7, 27-20.
Nebraska is still in control of this one, up 7 with 7 minutes to play in the first half. We'll come back with more of tonight's Best of Show after the break.
Which automaker employs the most hourly workers in the country? Ford. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Now get employee pricing available across a full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. Employee pricing, you pay what we pay. Only from your local Ford dealer.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.